back. You are now listening to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from New Zealand. And, you know, what's interesting about New Zealand is we've got a lot of douchebag radio show hosts in this country, myself included, who just, I don't know. I'm not a violent person. In fact, I haven't laid my hand on anybody since I was a violent child, but I think at the age of 15 was the last time I laid a hand on anybody, kind of made a vow. But there are occasions when you hear douchebag radio show hosts talking about fluoride, usually, say the most infuriating lies that it just makes you want to punch them in the face. I don't know why it is. Why all of a sudden they need to be punched in the face. They just do.
Just do.
You know what I'm talking about. All of you out there, look, if you haven't wished that certain radio show hosts had been punched in the face recently, you ain't living. Am I alone in this? I certainly think I'm not. In fact, I was reading the comments sections. I uploaded this video of this radio show host called Sean Plunkett, and he writes this article saying fluoride nutters bite off more than they can chew. And I read out this thing in 5 minutes, and there weren't too many views on the video. But there were like 20 comments, and every second comment was, I want to punch him in the face. And I was like, you know, running through the comments, like. Okay, we're having fun. DJ Prophet, do you actually have a real name?
Yeah, my name's William.
Does that come with a surname, or is that like a private thing, and you kind of, you know, wish to remain semi anonymous in the?
I also go by Billy Buddha. After being back from Nepal, I got the spirit of Buddhism and stuff when I went to Nepal, so I changed my DJ name to DJ Prophet, aka DJ Billy Buddha.
DJ Billy Buddha?
Yeah.
Do you smoke Buddha out of a Billy?
Yeah. Well, it relates back to the movie Billy Budd. Do you ever see that movie about the English Navy? They got this guy on board named Billy Budd, and he was a really happy guy, and he's very... But then there's always one guy that likes to have it out for a person like that, right? Like, his name was John, I think. And he was, like, up in the ranks, and he would treat Billy really shittily, and Billy had to
By the way, FCC regulations, can't use that word.
Oh,
apologize,
right,
to the affiliates.
So anyway, Billy ends up, like, hitting the guy, and instead of, like, knocking him out, he actually killed him. And so the crew had to put Billy up on charges, and he actually got hung. But they really were... sad that he got hung because he was the one being bullied all the time. It's called Billy Budd.
Mm.
Then if you look at the word Buddha, you've got ha on the end. So that Billy, you got the Billy Budd, and then you got the ha, which is representative of joy and laughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good word.
Yeah. A few cackles. Yeah. In terms of religious belief, I don't know about you, but I was just thinking to myself, is there any actual belief structure that I can latch onto lock, stock, and barrel? Like, there's this book here, and everything from page one to the last page I agree with, right? Or I'm willing to swallow and follow. And I was just thinking, you know, I haven't actually read any religious text. from start to finish before. But I have spoken to lots and lots of religious people, and every single one of them says similar things that I agree with and similar things that I disagree with. And they all agree with each other and disagree with each other at the same time. So I was just thinking, hold on a second. Is the whole point of following a belief structure that actually has a structure that cannot change, is the whole point of that so that people will constantly argue over what the truth is? You know? Like, I don't know if you've ever heard the statement, there is only one truth. And I've heard this many times from people, you know, even on truther blogs.
Yeah.
And you know what you find if you Google one truth? Religious texts.
Oh, yeah.
All right? There's sort of 10 different religions all claiming they had the one truth.
I can see where they're coming from, though, with that statement, there's only one truth, because, you know, as we're passing through time, you know, each moment in time does have a truth about it.
Oh, yeah. But anybody who says that there's one truth, you ask them what that truth is, and their answer will always be different from another person who claims they've got the one truth. So really, truth has become subjective to these people because their truth isn't based on facts, it's based on belief. Isn't it?
Or bias. Or conditioning.
Or shampooing. You know, may not happen overnight, but it will happen.
Do you know how I got to meet your cousin, Vinny?
What, Lucy Lawless?
Yeah. In Tallahassee. Your cousin was here in Tallahassee.
Oh, right.
And he participated in a yoga exercise at a place in Railroad Square called Peace on Earth.
Oh, hold on. We're talking about a completely different cousin. I think we're talking about my cousin Andrew.
Andrew, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was participating in a yoga thing in Railroad Square. And I asked him, you're from New Zealand, right? He says, yeah. And I says, do you know Vinny Eastwood? He said, that's my cousin. I couldn't believe it. I says, really?
Not the first time it's happened, bro. Dig this. You'll love this. Right. On the Monsanto protest, dude comes up to me and says, Vinny, can I volunteer? Can I help you? I really want to help you. And I was like, dude, take the camera, take the megaphone, take this umbrella and just film me going around and doing stuff. And he's like, yep, sweet ass, you know. And so a couple of weeks pass after it, and my sister breaks up with her boyfriend. And a few weeks after that, she meets this new guy in a bar. And they get along really well, and she gets asked for a number. And she goes, no, I'm not going to give you my number. He's like, why not? You know, I thought we'd get along really well and something like that. She goes, well, you can find me. My name's Janine Eastwood. And suddenly his eyes glaze over and he goes, oh. You know, and it was the same guy who helped me out at the Monsanto protest and is now going out with my sister. What
oh,
the
really?
Hell is the chances of that?
Oh, my. Oh, dear. What is the population of New Zealand anyway?
Four plus million.
4+ million, yeah. I've been, I think it's an exotic land, and I hope you're all well there.
Well, you know, actually, we're not all well here.
No?
New Zealand, along with Australia, has the world's highest cancer rate.
Oh, man.
About a third of the people in this country die of cancer.
Really?
And two reasons that I can point to for that. Very low iodine levels in the soil and very low selenium levels.
Uh-huh. There's nothing to do with chemtrails, then?
I'm sure that's a cumulative effect, but that gets everybody, just like the Fukushima radiation does.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everybody's got protection from radiation and chemtrails to a certain extent because they've got iodine and selenium in their food that's grown up until such time as Monsanto takes over the entire food supply and nothing will grow.
Do you get chemtrails in New Zealand?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
Do you notice them through the odour or just from visual or the way you feel? I mean, do you notice any effects of these chemtrails?
Well, you know what the difficulty is isolating. Okay, so if you were to say chemtrails made me feel this way, okay, are you sure that it was the chemtrail that made you feel that way? Or had you not had enough sleep that day? Had you not drank enough water that day? Had you not had enough vitamin C that day? Had you this or had you that? Or, you know, trying to double blind test and things like that. Your beliefs, on the other hand, they'll really, really mess with you. So when I see a chemtrail sprayed over Auckland, it enrages me. Like, I get really, really angry, you know, jump out there with the camera, you know, film it, whatever. And I just get really angry because I just hate being sprayed like a cockroach. You know, what can I say?
Right.
Do cockroaches like cans of Black Flag? No, they don't. You know why? Because the Black Flag is sprayed on them and it kills them. And that's exactly what I like about that's exactly what it's like with chemtrails. And incidentally, when we have caught the spraying going on, like right when it's going on, and then we go and check the flight path recorders. Like we've got a website here that measures the flight paths of all the aircraft in the area, that kind of thing.
Nice.
They're not on it.
Huh. Is that right?
Yeah.
I think it's time to start like a campaign, maybe like occupying the airport.
Hmm.
Make a big deal of it at the airport.
I don't know.
That's where it's happening from. That's where it begins.
Are you sure?
It has to. A plane has to take off from somewhere.
It does have to take off from somewhere, but what's strange is that when you look at the cruising altitude, that when they're flying over Auckland, when they're coming in to land or taking off from Auckland Airport... they're getting around about the 10,000 foot mark by the time they're going over the city. These chemtrail planes are always around the 40,000 foot mark. So they're not coming in, nor are they taking off from Auckland Airport. They're coming from somewhere else. I don't know where that somewhere else is because they've got their frickin' transponders turned off.
That is a problem.
And this reminds me, now that I think about it, I'm not sure if you've seen these videos on YouTube, but if you type in near-mid-air collision chemtrail,
okay.
There was a pilot piloting a 747 nearly had a mid-air collision with a chemtrail plane. Because they got the frickin' transponders clicked off. And they're flying at cruising altitude, spraying everybody.
Oh, my.
These people are frickin' dangerous.
Indeed.
And, you know, it's the same thing with drone aircraft as well now, is that they're not sharing their transponders with local municipal airports. And there have, in fact, been a number of crashes in the United States with private aircraft and drones, you know? These New World Order fracks, they don't give a frack about air traffic safety, do they? You know? Let's hope one of them crashes with one of their Learjets into one of these things one of these days. You know, that'd be great. David Rockefeller dies, a ball of fire explosion in the sky, and it'll be like, yes! Burn! Burn, Crispy, you bastard! You know? Douse him in jet fuel and set him on fire. maybe he'll explode into particleized dust. like in 13 Ghosts or something. You know, if you've ever seen the pictures of David Rockefeller, he looks so evil. Like, honestly, well, have you seen the film Evil Dead?
Oh, I didn't see that one though.
Rockefeller did the makeup, and no. Like, seriously, he looks absolutely terrifying. You can imagine if you're a small child, you know, walking home from school with your lunch pail in one hand and pigtails and what have you, and a white van with David Rockefeller turns up and snatches you off the side of the street. You'd be freaked out. Oh my God. Terrifying. And here's the thing. A lot of people say that things are not as they appear. Sometimes things are exactly as they appear. All right? You ever see the picture of the New Zealand Justice Minister, Judith Collins?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever met a woman who was just a horrible woman? She's just a bad person. She's an evil, you know? And they got a look to them as well. That's what I'm talking about. Sometimes they're exactly as they appear. And you just think about this. How many times could you ever be, you know, walking around anywhere? It'd be great if we could actually identify who's a scumbag by exactly what they look like. You know, but unfortunately,
just wear those special sunglasses, you can see the reptilians there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like a pair of those sunglasses, actually. Or even a camera filter lens that can scan brainwaves. Now, not to read people's minds, but to see whether or not that person has any emotion.
Yeah, to see if they have any
neural brain activity. Because when they've done brain scans of psychopaths and they've done controls with normal people, you'll find that there is no brain activity, well, very little brain activity, when you show them things that produce an emotional response in normal people.
Really?
I'd love to be able... Yeah. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. DJ Prophet is my guest, and behind me on the screen, you can't see this, bro, is a picture of the sun with a rainbow around it, all right? Like the rays of the sun actually made a 360-degree rainbow. That's how high the chemtrail concentration here in New Zealand is, bro, okay? Mm. And I'd never seen anything... And this is not an optical effect either. This is what we saw with a naked eye. Right?
In Florida, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is direct evidence, yeah.
Yeah. And I've got a whole bunch of these pictures. And you think to yourself, holy crap, if it's capable of doing that, right... How exactly are we supposed to escape the toxic effects, the fallout, mm-hmm. as it were? You know, and the answer is you freaking can't.
Can't. No, it's an odor, and you're breathing that odor, and it's sometimes you're afraid to just take deep breath that day. You know, it's a blessing when you get a nice fresh rain that doesn't have the chemtrails in it, and you can breathe easy again.
Yeah, but you can breathe easy, but you can't drink or shower easy, can you? and think about the plants, you know. And I was just thinking about this yesterday, of looking out the window at our little garden that we've got outside, And I was just thinking, nothing's really growing in that garden.
No.
Like, it is growing, technically, but it's so slow as to be almost imperceivable. Mm. And I was just wondering...
Water is saturated with fluoride, and then you've got aluminum coming out of the sky. That's a bad combination right there.
Well, incidentally... And this is what came out in one of those fluoride documentaries I cut together over the weekend. If you've got one of these absorption filters, it removes not all the fluoride, maybe about 80% of it, but it concentrates aluminium times 5. And if you add an extra filter on top of that, it concentrates the aluminium times 20.
Hmm. And what filters, Benny?
Absorption filters.
Absorption filters.
Yeah, as opposed to reverse osmosis filters.
Something like chamois leather, you mean?
Chamois leather? Is that what they used to make chamois cloths back in the Old West?
Yeah. That's a very absorbent material. It gets hard, it's almost like leather when it's hard, and then when you put water on it, it absorbs it really well.
I don't recall.
Oh, it's an English term, chamois leather, I think. I don't know if you got that one in New Zealand.
I don't know. Is that like an Englishman who's had too much sun? Oh, mate, I've been out down in Spain, you know, having a wee bit of a holiday, and I look like a crocodile. Well, got me skin is just looks like the resembling the chamois weather.
Yeah, and all these chemtrails are really, really making it worse.
Yeah. Well, I see, actually, I was wondering, burn time. Okay, so, you know, you put your sunscreen on, and the aluminium particles in the sunscreen are so small that they go through your skin, so therefore it obviously protects you from the sun. But I was just thinking, has the burn time from the sun actually reduced? Has anybody done a study on that? You know?
Yeah,
is there particulates and things in the air that you actually take longer to get sunburnt now?
Uh-huh.
That's an interesting question, isn't it?
I mean, the more metals in the air, the time would be less to get, sunburn.
Yeah. Well, so we'd think. And I just got to ask you as well, what do you do to keep healthy? Because if we're surrounded by all this crap all the time, and it's no doubt, how many times a day do you need to do something to help yourself? Like I've got this these magazines here, the New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine, best natural medicine magazine in the world, as far as I'm concerned, that I've seen anyway. And what's interesting is that they keep coming out with these issues, and in every single issue is something like, vaccines are killing you. Electricity and all that stuff is killing you. Chemotherapy's killing you. Flax seeds for radiation protection. Soft drinks are linked to violence. Colloidal silver cure for MRSA. Can hemp repair DNA? You know, there is so much health knowledge out there, and so many things that are killing you right now, and so many things that can save you. It's a full-time job, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a full-time job, and I recommend moving to an area where hemp is legal. That's why I want to get to Colorado, actually.
Well, what's stopping you so far?
Actually, my vehicle broke down here.
Oh, it's a bastard when that happens, isn't it?
Yeah. I was on my way out there, but it's a temporary thing, I think.
Hey, in fact, my vehicle broke down just before.
They made marijuana legal, so you can actually grow it and you can actually, you know, smoke it with leisure, not get hassled, just like alcohol and tobacco.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
is that way. And gradually, you know, people are becoming aware that marijuana is actually a very magical plant that does a lot of things and is good for the mind. And I think, you know, that's why you guys in New Zealand, you know, a lot of people smoke pot there, and you guys were kind of like growing the, a way that the English government don't really like people to grow.
That's true. And there's a new documentary coming out called Drug Lord by my friend Arik Rees, is from South Africa.
All right.
And he's taken years to cut together this documentary. You know, he needs to take a leaf out of the Vinnie Eastwood book, so to speak, and cut together the documentary in a night. And just thinking about this, right? Cannabis. We have not only the highest per capita arrest rate in New Zealand for this, but I think we also have one of the highest, coincidentally, of course, levels of appreciation for reggae music in the world. We're actually the second most reggae-appreciating country in the world, number one being Jamaica. Because of the weed, man. And dig this, all right? Don't let people tell you that harp is all bad, all right? Here's why. Hole in the ozone layer, bro. More UV radiation comes out. And you know what happens to cannabis when it gets attacked by UV rays?
It grows more.
Not only does it grow more, but it grows more cannabinoid crystals on the outside of the buds to reflect the sunlight. So we have the strongest outdoor bud in the world because of the hole in the ozone layer.
Oh, my.
You know,
well, that's more amazing.
There's Vinny's pot facts for the day.
Well, California should be right up there with you, too.
Yeah, and hey, and I wonder if radiation helps weed grow. I think, like, I believe cannabis takes radiation out of the soil and absorbs it into the plant, so that when you smoke the plant, you glow like plutonium or potonium, as it were.
Have you seen I have a good guess for you, Lawrence Gardner. Do you know him?
No.
Lawrence Gardner. He had a book out called Lost Secrets of the Ark or something, like the Sacred Ark, and it's about monatomic gold.
Okay. What is it?
It's how the Egyptians used monatomic gold in order to, you know, be enlightened and be, you know, to switch on their DNA, basically.
Oh my God! I'm going to add that to my list of Jamaican jokes. The punchlines all start with the word mon. You know, like what do you call a Jamaican biotech company? Monsanto. And what do you call a Jamaican gold trader? Monatomic gold. And what do you call a Jamaican pair of sunglasses?
An astronaut.
No, monotomic. You call it a monocle. And what do you call a Jamaican system of government?
A monopoly.
Nah, a monarchy. As in to be ruled by mon.
That's a good one, Vinny.
There's so many, you know, there's a Jamaican flavor enhancer, monosodium glutamate. There's so many of them, eh? And they're all bad.
A Jamaican Frenchman exclaiming, mon dieu!
Yeah.
Have you been out of New Zealand? Have you traveled to any other countries?
Not since I got convicted for selling cannabis.
Oh, dear.
not since then, man.
People a favor, and that's what happened.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, well.
In fact, I got dobbed in, bro. Like, you know, when you get narked on by somebody who you sell weed to, that really sucks. Makes you hate people.
But well, your radio show probably would never have come about then, because you would have been venturing around the world by now. So it's a kind of a blessing in disguise.
Well, my activism would have never come out. I would have still believed that cops were people who told the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I would have still believed that people who smoked cannabis were bad people. I would have still believed in all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, have you noticed that when the establishment tries to shut somebody up, all they do is make that person scream even louder?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to me. They're their own worst enemy. They create their own enemies, you know, like Iraq.
Really?
Selling weapons to
them. I hear what you're saying, Vinny. I really liked the when you had Caliente on.
Who?
On your show, Caliente.
That what's his first name? Doesn't ring a bell at all.
The guy that does the trends.
Salente.
Yeah, Salente, that's right.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
It was. And he did like my lame joke at the end. What do you call somebody who used to work for Gerald Salente? An ex-Salente employee.
I like that.
He did too.
Do you have any amazing guests coming up?
Paul Waddell from New Zealand is going to be on the show talking about EMF radiation, and here's one of the documentaries that I made over the weekend, so people can go online to my YouTube channel and check that one out. He's coming on this Friday. That's going to be really good. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're a truther, you become jaded. Like, every day is another day of learning a new thing that's about to kill you. And, you know, it gets to the point where you're like, yeah, I get it. I'm being exterminated. You know, it kind of becomes passe.
Yeah.
And then somebody comes up to you, like Paul Waddell does, who explains all the ins and outs of EMF radiation and so on and so forth around you, and it freaks you out all over again. That's the kind of experience, those are the kind of juicy nuggets of information that I like to seek out. The classified woman, Sibel Edmonds herself, has expressed interest in coming on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that might be on Thursday. Also coming up, we'll have an Archon roundtable discussion. Three people, Robert Stanley, Cameron Day, and Eve Logan might be coming on together. We're yet to schedule that. I'm got a week to be scheduled, two weeks from now, by my French producer, Guillaume, who's I guess he's sort of a consultant for the Sync Book Press. So we'll be having on a whole week of guests who'll be talking about synchronicity, free energy, so on and so forth. We'll be right back after the break at the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show. Oh, yeah. A very special guest, DJ Prophet. Do you have a website of some description where people might actually be able to check out your music and whatnot?
Actually, no, but I do have several YouTube videos out, but really just me on Facebook, and if you friend me on Facebook, I'll send you some music.
Yeah.
It's DJ Prophet UK USA at on Facebook. And there are imitators of my name, DJ Prophet. I mean, I think I was the original DJ Prophet, but since I kind of created that name, there's been impersonators, other DJ Prophets that come around after that. But so that's why I had to put UK USA on the end of it and for my Facebook profile.
Yeah, as you do.
Yeah.
And speaking of DJ Prophet, are you making any profits?
Say again?
Are you making any profits? Like
what?
Are you managing to make a living at being a DJ, or are you like most musicians where basically you're living on the bones of your ass and have some description of slave job and just do what you love in your spare time?
Well, it's not really spelled that way. It's spelled P-R-O-P-A-T-T, but...
I know, I was making a crappy pun.
Yeah, okay, but not really, no, but the economy is so bad that people don't have a lot to go out, and they don't have the energy to go out because there's a lot of chemtrails, and they don't have the money to go out because of the economy.
No, that's that can't be true. During the, I think it's during economic depressions, there's actually three industry booms. One being private security, one being primary industry like food production, and the third being entertainment.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's because people prioritize feeding themselves, protecting the stuff that they have that they can't afford to replace, and distracting themselves from how crap everything is.
Mm. Yeah.
In general. Yeah,
well.
So, you know, this is the time to flourish if you're an entertainer,
mm-hmm.
or a thug or a farmer. Except, unfortunately, the thugs have kind of a monopoly. As do the Monsanto farmers. They're kind of getting a bit of a food monopoly now. And the quality of entertainment and television is just, and movies as well, is just shockingly awful.
Yeah.
Like there just ain't any creativity left, to a large degree, okay? I mean, you know how Angelina Jolie had her breast cut off in order to prevent herself from getting breast cancer, right?
Mm.
You know, I was afraid of getting arthritis, so I was thinking I might cut my hands off. And my mate Thomas Sheridan, he's really afraid that Justin Bieber might release another album, so he's going to have his ears cut off. You know, entertainment, man. It's just shocking. So now's the time to strike, my son. The world is yours.
Well, yeah, the chance to entertain using psytrance music is not well received in Tallahassee because it's very conservative here.
Oh yeah,
that would be another reason to move out west, is because it's, I guess, the ears are more open there.
Yeah, I mean, if you move to chemtrail-laden smog capital Los Angeles, you could probably find plenty of gigs.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to go there.
I have been to Los Angeles, in fact. Mm, as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to Tahiti, Vanuatu, Australia, and America, and I went to Los Angeles when I was there. And, in New Zealand, there's no such thing as smog. Okay.
No.
It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Okay. There's just not enough cars. Not enough stuff like that. And so when you see it for the first time, it blows you away.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell is that?
Yeah. And breathe it every day.
Ugh.
Mm.
Like, I mean, if I move to LA, I'd be like, frack it. I'm going to take up smoking. It's like I'm smoking 3 packs a day anyway. What do I got to lose?
Well, you're living in a paradise, really, in New Zealand.
Allegedly.
In many ways.
A paradise with more cancer than pretty much any other country. Like the cancer rate in New Zealand, 1 in 2.
1 in 2, huh? And that's...
in this country, yeah.
Why is that?
There's a number of different issues. DDT, during the 60s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, was sprayed all over New Zealand farmland in order to get rid of weeds.
Mm.
So almost all of our food is contaminated.
Mm.
The fluoride in the water that we have here is 0.7 parts per million. We have a natural background level of fluoride in the water is 0.2 parts per million. The drinking water standards in New Zealand, we're allowed 1,000 times more Roundup in our drinking water than is allowed under European drinking water standards. Our Ministry of Health is, according to the Ministry of Health, the third leading cause of death. In the real statistics, it's actually the number one leading cause of death, like way out ahead of everybody else, by far. We have, what else? As I said earlier in the show, extremely low selenium levels, extremely low iodine levels, which are known anti-cancer properties. And so that's not in our food at all. Our orange groves, the big orange groves that we have up in Kerikeri, Kerikeri oranges, and you know, it's pretty famous here in New Zealand. A number of years ago, I think nearly a decade ago, I think, they did tests on these origins to see how much vitamin C is left after intensively farming these things on the same land over and over again. There's none. Right. So we got no selenium, no iodine, no vitamin C, toxin poisons absolutely everywhere in the entire environment, and we're being chemtrailed, vaccinated, and exterminated by the government. That's why. In a nutshell, in my opinion.
And this is shrouded paradise.
This is paradise.
With a shroud.
Mm-hmm. It's like the dark eye of Sauron, man.
Well, that's pretty rough. Well, I guess you can take selenium, you can take iodine to a certain degree through the diet, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. But the problem is fluorine competes with iodine when it gets absorbed into the system, and fluorine wins.
Oh, yeah, right.
So even if you're taking your iodine, if you're also taking your fluoride, and because we've got natural fluoride in the water as well as the stuff that they add to it, you don't get any absorption, even if you're taking it.
So is there a good chance that the fluoride issue is going to be reversed?
If I have something to say about it, yeah. Hell yeah. I got my 100-watt megaphone, and I stopped smoking weed about a week ago, and my energy levels have just shot through the roof. This is the reason why I was able to stay up so late and make all these documentaries, right? But at the same time, my relaxation, my ability to sleep, and my ability to contain my rage have been drastically reduced. So you may just see some videos coming out of Vinnie Eastwood with some kind of a raging Infowarsian vein on my forehead with a tripod set up outside of the mainstream media apparatus of scum. hurling abuse at them over their covering of the fluoride issue.
Right. That's amazingly courageous of you, Vinny.
Yeah. I don't know what the definition of courage is. I don't do what I do because I'm brave.
Courage
I do
is
what
non-
I do because I perceive that I do not have a choice. Mm. If I don't do it, nobody else will. Literally, nobody else will. We've got 4 million people in this country. How many Vinny Eastwoods are there?
You're a pioneer.
Yeah. Well, most of the pioneers died on the trails, unfortunately.
Valiant, you're a valiant, courageous pioneer in the truth movement.
Mm. Well, I was just... I'm not sure if I'll be able to find this in time. In fact, no, there's no possibility I'll be able to find this in time, but I put up a Facebook status saying how much love and respect and duty I have for the activists and the whistleblowers and the people who speak out in this country, for which the mainstream media are ignored. And whether or not I'm able to have sleep, I think is inconsequential next to my responsibility that I now accept whole lock, stock and barrel that I have to ensure that these people have their voices heard, because I know, I absolutely know 100% that if I do not get these people's words out there on the internet, nobody else will.
Right.
And I will not let them down. See you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.